The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're right near the North Shore Mall, actually. Dad started our business back in 1968, and in April of 2018, we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary, 50 years of delivering financial planning and investment advice to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. It still amazes me today that here we are 50 years later, and still 90% of our clients live within a 10-mile radius of our office in Peabody. Yes, some folks have traveled to Florida, they've headed down to the Carolinas, one's moved out to Arizona, some have moved to Georgia, and we stay in touch with them. But everybody has their roots that are right here in the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley. And that's how we've built our financial planning strategies, understanding what life is like for you right here in New England. You know, the way we think about money in New England is very different from the way people think about money all around this country, and frankly, as I've learned, all around the world. We have a unique perspective. We consider ourselves conservative. We consider ourselves very proud of our heritage and where we've come from. Yet, when the opportunity is there to take some risks, some are willing to do it and some aren't. We're careful. We're creatures of our own habits. But one of the things that people become creatures are of the way they spend their money, the way they use their money when they're working. But then all of a sudden something strange happens. The paycheck stops. No, that doesn't mean you lost your job. It means you decided to enjoy the next phase of your life. You decided to retire. You decided to stop having the paycheck come into the household and rely on a few things. You had to rely on perhaps Social Security, rely on a pension, or rely on the resources that you've accumulated. Well, in today's show, I want to talk about the various sources of income that people receive in retirement, because it is a very scary, intimidating time in your life. Fidelity was famous for doing this ad. You've all seen the Green Arrow ad, you know, follow the green arrow and you'll get to success. But there was a picture of a couple sitting on a bench at the end of one of those green arrows, and they said, you know, all these years, for decades, I was taught how to save for my future, save for that rainy day, put money aside, compound interest, dollar cost averaging, all that stuff. But nobody ever taught me how to spend it when there wasn't any more money coming in. And folks, that's what retirement is all about. It's about managing the resources that you've accumulated to give you the comfort to sleep well at night, to live the lifestyle you want, to enjoy life to its fullest, and frankly, not worry about running out of money. Did you know that's the number one concern that most retirees have is, will I run out of money? That's a scary proposition. Imagine that, running out of money. I don't see that generally happening here in Massachusetts, but it does happen in many, many, many parts around the world. Certainly those that listen and tune in here on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley, you have resources. It's a matter of whether you use them smart. Look, if you have Social Security, imagine if you didn't have a Social Security check and you didn't have any money and you rented an apartment. Now you've run out of money. But for most of us who retire, we will have some guaranteed source of income. Maybe it's Social Security, maybe it's pension, maybe it's both if you're so lucky. Maybe you'll have the value of a house that you can always turn to translate that into cash. Or maybe you'll have your own personal savings account, IRAs, retirement accounts, joint accounts, trust accounts, annuities, cash value of life insurance, money in the bank, whatever it might be. But imagine life with none of that. Did you know that the average retiree today, the average retiree today in America has an income of $900 a month? So when you're complaining, how can I live off my $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 in income in retirement or needed to spend? Remember that the average American, average retiree is living off of $900 a month. That's obscene. I just can't even imagine that here as we live here in our own insulated bubble right here in Massachusetts. But folks, I started reading a book and I want to recommend a book to you. Over the past, several months, ever since we've had this election, the inauguration and whatnot, there's been a lot of political turmoil, a lot of people taking sides, a lot of people arguing and yelling, and everybody spouting their own opinion about not just the president, about everything and anything in general. And one of the things that I've learned, the more I've listened, the more I've read, the more I've traveled, is that we are truly insulated here in Massachusetts. We do not know what's going on the other side of the world and the rest of our own country. In fact, if the comparisons that we make of what's going on in America are based upon Massachusetts, the time we might spend up at the lakes in New Hampshire, a visit to New York, talking to the relatives down in Florida, and maybe visiting out to California. Because the rest of this country, to many of us, is something we've never seen before with the exception of looking out the windows of an airplane. And we neglect to see, neglect to realize, neglect to appreciate how many people actually live between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains. There's a lot of them. And their life, for many of them, really, really stinks. I picked up this book that was recommended to me called Hillbilly Elegy. I had never heard of it before. A client of mine had come into the office, and he said that he read it, and then he gave it to all of his kids as a Christmas present. Now, what is Hillbilly Elegy all about? Hillbilly Elegy is a story that's written by a person that grew up in the hill countries of Kentucky. Yet he graduated years ago from MIT. He was one of the few to get out of the hill country, the few to get out of the redneck world. But he offered a perspective on how he loves that part of the country and at how it continues to fly under the radar. Everywhere you turn, whether it's news shows, whether it's the media, whatever we talk about. And when you read this book, and it's written very simply, and it's a very easy read and very much of a storytelling pattern. It talks about family life, talks about communities in the rust belt of America. And you begin to realize this was the unheard vote that propelled Donald Trump to victory. Because we didn't listen. We didn't appreciate. We didn't consider what their voice had to say. We forgot about them. And this time they weren't going to be forgotten. And it's really fascinating. When we talk about the immigration policies of people coming here into the United States, when we talk about the subsidies that we may be able to get as low-income folks, you begin to realize how big of a problem it is right here in our own country. But we don't necessarily see that so much living here in our bubble of Massachusetts, in our own little commonwealth. So it's something that I would encourage you to look at, because as you begin to think about your retirement, I think we each need to appreciate how good we have it. How good we have it. Remember, when Social Security started in 1935, it was designed to be a widows and orphans benefit. When you turn 65, yes, you could start to collect a monthly benefit. And you know what life expectancy was in 1935? 65 years old. 65 years old. There were 40 people paying into Social Security for every one person who took Social Security out. Today, most people wouldn't imagine 65 being their life expectancy. In fact, actuarially, life expectancy is in the mid-80s. And many people, if you've lived until 65, there's a 50% chance that you or your spouse will live into their 90s. That's not what Social Security had planned for when they developed it in 1935. And I love all the people that come and tell me, well, Mark, I paid into Social Security. I'm going to get back every nickel I paid in. Folks, you get back basically every nickel you've ever paid into Social Security after 10 years of receiving it. That's about it. We need to fix Social Security. Now, it's not going to get fixed for the 60-year-olds, the 70-year-olds, the 80 or 90-year-olds. You've got your comfort level. You've got that check. It's not going to be taken away from you. But if we really think that our 20, 30, and 40-year-olds should expect to receive a Social Security income check at a full retirement age of now 70 years old, that's nuts. How healthy do you feel at age 70 these days? In fact, many of you at age 70 are still working. And you figure, wow, I can work and collect Social Security. What a country. What a great situation we have here. Folks, we got to figure out what the right thing is to do. We have to figure out what that right balance is on serving everybody in this country. But we also don't want anything taken away from what we've already earned or believe that we are entitled to here in our own state. So the best way to do that, the best way to really protect ourselves is to make sure that we take care of ourselves by putting money aside on our own, making sure that we're diligent about putting money into our 401k plan, saving money for our future, recognizing that we don't need to buy the biggest house on the street or the biggest bells and whistles on a pair of sneakers. We don't need to sit courtside at a basketball game. We don't need to go to StubHub to buy tickets for a show when we could actually hop in our car and drive to the box office and buy it at regular face value. We've grown so accustomed to paying service charges and upcharges and fees that it's been built into our life. And folks, we need to stop that. As much as we complain that other people seem to be getting richer and we seem to be getting hurt and squeezed for costs, well, we're willing to pay for convenience. We really are. Every day we seem to be willing to pay for convenience. But recognize paying for convenience is something that you can do if you can afford it. But if you're doing it because you're too darn lazy, that's another problem. And that will get you into trouble. So in the segments that follow today, we're going to talk about how you can fix that. How you can begin to think about the investments that you have, structure them appropriately. Think wisely about your money. Recognize what sources are coming in and where to take them. Recognize also that today is the end of Massachusetts' February school vacation, and that you probably would like to scream and get those darn kids out of the house and back to school tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. Look, my kids have been home all week. Actually, I only have three of them home now. Two of them are off in college. So I got three kids home. I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, and maybe you too, when you were a kid, during February school vacation, didn't mom and dad just say, get up and get outside, go play in the snow, put the baggies on your feet, put the boots on, build a fort, have a snowball fight, shovel the walk, go for a walk, just get the heck out of the house. And every day I come home from work, and where are my kids? On the couch. Not only are they watching TV, they're playing a video game on their phone while watching TV and absolutely ignoring the fact that I even walked in the house. Maybe that's a parenting problem. Maybe I'll have to take that home and internalize that and figure out how do I fix that. But I have a feeling I'm like everybody else here. So, yeah, we're ready to get the kids back to school. That'll be nice. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, though, I'm going to talk a lot about Social Security. We're going to talk about drawing money from your investments. We're going to talk about the current state of the market. We're going to talk about anything and everything. As something pops into my head, I'll generally talk about it because that's how unprepared I am for each of these weekly meetings. Now, look, it's early. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I just got out of bed, had some coffee, not much, had a little bit of coffee, and we want to share financial advice in a language that you can understand. And we'll do more of that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Isn't it time to get serious about your retirement planning? Friedman Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm in Peabody. They've been helping professionals and retirees put solid strategies into play for 40 years. When you're planning to get serious about planning for retirement, call Friedman Financial for a free initial consultation at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go online to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
My grandfather started with a simple philosophy: have quality product and great service. Today at Gibley's, we have brands from all over the world, from unique Red Sox and Patriots gear to the finest suits out of Italy. Taking a vacation? You'll love our Tommy Bahama shop. And we now have Canada Goose for him and her. If you are hard to fit, Mario and Maria will tailor anything you buy at no extra cost. Gibley's in Danvers. Come in once and you'll be a customer for life.
If I had a $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We're here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And we provide financial planning and investment management services to individuals and families who live all over the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area. If now is the time to finally get serious about your retirement planning, about your personal plans for making sure that you have the money that you need in retirement, give us a call. We're ready to take your call. We'd love to have an initial consultation with you. Our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. This seems to be the time of year where people are finally, they got past that New Year's resolution. And they say, I'm going to get stuff going. And then they fall back into their rut. And then they realize about 2 or 3 weeks into February, oh my God, how serious was I about that New Year's resolution? And now they're getting a little bit worried, especially when it comes to money, because all you've seen for the past 6 or 7 weeks is the market just trajectory head up. And you're wondering to yourself, uh-oh, now what do I do? Is this going to continue? Are we in for a disaster? Are we in for tragedy? Are we in for great things ahead? You really have to take a look at how you're invested and what your portfolio looks like to best position yourself to prepare for both the short and the long term. I'd love to talk to you about that and how to do that and how it all weaves and integrates into the tapestry of your financial plan, of your family's life. Give me a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I was talking about Social Security earlier, and I happened to come across this reference guide 2 weeks ago. And I had stacks of these things shipped to me because I thought this was amongst the best Social Security reference guide I've ever read before. And believe it or not, it doesn't come from the Social Security Administration. It's actually written in a language you can understand, with lots of graphs, lots of charts that explain everything. And it's put out by MFS, Massachusetts Financial Services. It's one of the mutual fund companies in Boston. You see, that's one of the things that these mutual fund companies have learned that they have to do. It's no longer about whether you have the better fund or the best known fund anymore. Because I've said since 1991, when I started in this business, a fund is a fund is a fund. The only true way that you'll ever get the value and experience out of great investing in a particular fund is if you truly leave it alone for 15 years or more. The problem is human nature doesn't allow us to do that. Our intentions will have us look at 5, 10, and 15-year performance of a mutual fund. But the minute something goes wrong, or the minute something happens in the news, we tend to change our minds and we want to make an adjustment. Did you know that the average investor who does investing on their own holds a mutual fund for an average of 2.5 years? 2.5 years. That's very poor. In fact, the average performance numbers on a 10-year basis of an individual investor who chooses to do it on their own is 2.6%. Why is that? You know why? Because we want to make changes. We think change is good. When it comes to mutual fund investing, when it comes to investing for your future, long-term it makes sense. You know, you've heard the expression, past performance is no indication of what future results will be. But why do we spend so much time researching 5, 10, and 15-year returns when we go to choose an investment in our 401k, in our own personal accounts, and then not hold it for the 10 or 15 years we had just researched? But I digress. I was talking about Social Security. This Social Security reference guide that I have here in my hands, that I want to give to you. It is available at my office in Peabody. I must have a couple of hundred of these things. It's available at my office in Peabody. If you want to swing by and pick one up, please do so. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this thing in a second. It's called the Social Security Reference Guide. It's put out by MFS. It's written in a language you can understand. My office is at 8 Essex Center Drive on the third floor in Peabody, Massachusetts. It's that red brick building right behind the Shaw's Supermarket. Come up, just swing by. Open up the door, come in, talk to Jody. She'll hand you one of these things. If you'd like to schedule a free initial appointment, happy to meet with you. If you'd love to swing over and just say hi, happy to say hello as well. But here's one of the first things that come in this booklet. Page one, which usually they have all this introductory stuff, and they never really get to the guts of one of these booklets until like page 16. Page one of the Social Security Reference Guide by MFS shows milestones. Here are important milestones that you need to understand and know as you're heading towards Social Security years. Milestone number one, age 50. At age 50, you're eligible to participate in the catch-up contributions, not catch-up, catch-up contributions for your IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and other employer-sponsored retirement plans. Now, interesting, just so you know, I turned 50 in 2006. No, yeah, this is 16, right? Yeah, we're in 2017, so I turned 50 in 2016. Now, I turned 50 in May. That's my birthday. But you can begin participating in the catch-up provision during that year, and you'll be able to, let's say I turn 50 in May, and I'm able to add an extra $5,000 to my 401k plan. I can do that between May and December. I don't have to be 50 for the entire year. It can be a partial year. It can be any time you turn 50. You can do that. Something to consider for yourself. At age 55, did you know this? At age 55, though I would not necessarily recommend it to folks, you can now take penalty-free withdrawals from your 401k plan if you're separated from service. That's right. If you had left your employer and you kept your 401k with your employer, you can actually draw money out of your 401k plan without having to pay a penalty. Now, also, if you are 55 years of age or older, if you own an IRA and you'd like to take money out of your IRA without having to pay that penalty, that 10% IRS penalty before age 59 and a half, you can actually do that. But you have to do something that's called a substantially equal payment. It's called a 72T calculation, where you take money out. You have to agree to take money, the same amount, every year for 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is longer. Something to consider. All of this is explained in the Social Security Reference Guide from MFS. Age 59 and a half, more milestones for you. Age 59 and a half, the time when you can take a penalty-free withdrawal from your IRA. Age 60, and we're going through various milestones here. Age 60 is the minimum age that some people can collect Social Security benefits. No, not retirees, but survivors. Let's say you're a widow and you're 60 years old. Did you know that you could start to collect widow's benefits at age 60? Many people don't realize that. Many people think of Social Security as retiree benefits. But Social Security was initially started as a widow's and orphan's benefit. It wanted to provide spouses and children who lost, in many cases, their husband to the war, to illnesses, whatever it might be, that there was some support from the government. And you were able to collect that minimum survivor benefit at age 60. Now, we all know, everybody seems to know that at age 62, you can collect your minimum Social Security retirement benefits and minimum Social Security spousal benefits. I will tell you, all too many people collect Social Security at that minimum age, and it's a mistake. There is no need to take it unless there's some obscure situations. Number one is your health is really poor. You might as well collect your money. Number two is if you believe you will never, ever, ever work again. And number three is the reason that some people just say, I'm desperate, I need the money. And I think that's unfortunate. Social Security was really not designed to start paying out at age 62. It was designed to pay out at full retirement age. Because I think you all well know, and it's explained here in this Social Security reference guide that I have at my office. I have hundreds of these copies. If you'd like a copy of the Social Security reference guide written in a language you can understand, swing by my office, 8 Essex Center Drive in Peabody, Massachusetts. I'm that red brick building right behind Shaw's Supermarket. Swing by anytime, and that reference guide is there for you. It's unfortunate. The people that take Social Security at age 62, they go, well, I'm going to start collecting it then. But then they continue to work. They continue to work. And if you continue to work and make money, in fact, I will tell you because it's right here in my Social Security retirement guide. If you make more than $16,920, you will have $1 withheld for every $2 of earnings above the limit from your Social Security check. So let me explain that to you. Let's say you've been collecting $1,000 a month. And now all of a sudden you've made, let's say, $18,000 through August. The next Social Security check, they're going to start withholding $1 for every $2 you collected in working earnings. Now, how are they going to know what that is? They don't. It'll be a big adjustment to your tax return at the end of the year. It's money you're going to owe. Folks, you need to understand the rules. You need to understand how to wrap your arms around what to do because Social Security, in many cases, can provide upwards, well, at least in Massachusetts, of somewhere between 35 and 50% of somebody's income in retirement. Look, in America, if we look across the board in America, Social Security, in many cases, is 100% of somebody's income. And I think I told you earlier that that average monthly check from Social Security is about $910. But if something is going to be representative of 30 to 50% of your income, don't you think you should take a little bit of time and be smart about when the right time is to take it? This is important stuff. And in reality, it's relatively irrevocable. You're likely to live into your 80s, your 90s, your 100s. When's the right time to take Social Security? These are all real important questions. Let's take a look at some of these other milestones I talked about. At age 65, many people seem to think at age 65, oh, I can collect my Social Security. Well, you can, but it's not really a full retirement age. But at age 65, that's when Medicare begins, not Medicaid. Medicaid is welfare. Medicare. That is provided to anybody who turns age 65. You can take penalty-free withdrawals from your health savings account for medical expenses as well. But this is when you need to start collecting and applying and getting ready for Medicare. Please, please, please do not confuse Medicare with Medicaid. That is a governmental, purposeful choice of two words so that you won't call Medicaid welfare. Medicaid is welfare. It's designed for those who are impoverished, who cannot afford to support their life, who have no money. Remember, that was welfare when you were growing up. It's also welfare when you're getting older. It should be Medicare and welfare, not Medicare and Medicaid. That's my soapbox for the moment. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to provide you more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Friedman Financial with you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Are you facing critical decisions that could impact your retirement income? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial, and since 1968, we've been providing comprehensive financial planning and investment advice to individuals residing on the North Shore and throughout the Merrimack Valley. We can help you plan for the retirement of your dreams. Call me today at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
The blockbuster 2017 musical season has been announced for Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater. And you won't want to miss a show.
76 trombones and the
Join in the parade when the classic American musical, The Music Man, marches on stage to open the season in June. In July, you're invited to be our guest when we present the magical family production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The summer continues with one monster of a hit show.
It's alive!
Young Frankenstein, the hilarious Mel Brooks musical. Then join us in the fall for a brand new production of the Tony Award-winning musical, Evita. The season will end with a dazzling production of 42nd Street, the Tap Dance Spectacular. Become a season subscriber and see all five shows from the best seats at the lowest prices. Book your tickets at nsmt.org and make a memory to last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's the end of February. Kids are going back to school. Vacation is over. Unless you're, of course, living in New Hampshire and vacation is just starting for you. Pity you. I mean, isn't February vacation supposed to be full of snow and sledding and all that stuff? But no one expected Thursday to be 60 degrees. And man, as heavy as that snow came down last week, man, it melts pretty darn quickly when it's 50 and 60 degrees outside. A great time to get outside. I bet when those when that snow disappears, there may even be some crocuses on the ground. A couple of them popping up. Perhaps. You never know. You just never know. Baseball back into style. I mean, the Red Sox had their first exhibition game against Northeastern this week. Pitchers and catchers have reported. Who will be the starting pitcher in the Red Sox rotation? I think most people are saying, who cares? We have three really good pitchers. It's going to be a great year for the Red Sox, we all hope. There's really no drama coming out of Fort Myers this year. There's no pitcher controversy, no catcher controversy. I think we all know Pablo Sandoval is going to play third base for the Sox. Outfield's pretty well set for the next five-something years. We got a better defense in the infield. I'm really looking forward to this year. It'll be a lot of fun, especially coming off of a great Patriots victory, which really kept the attention of the New Englanders. Celtics are looking pretty good, and who cares about the Bruins? I'm sorry. I know they're playing better now, but I really don't care about the Bruins. But you know what else is coming back? And my son continues to remind me of this. Dad, it's almost miniature golf season. So not golf season, but miniature golf season. So if you're still looking for something to do, perhaps there's a miniature golf course that's open around you with a little bit of no snow on the ground, or you can go to some of these indoor places as well. Anyways, we are here providing financial advice in a language you can understand, and we do it each and every Sunday morning. I was out with my wife last week, and my wife says to me, she says, Mark, she says, you know, I met a friend of mine, and she comes up to me, she says, Mark, she says, Laura, you know, I spend every Sunday morning with your husband. She's like, what? Little did I know that she listens to the radio show regularly, so I'm not even sure who said that to my wife. I may be better off not knowing who said that to my wife, but thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. We're talking about a lot of things today. We were talking a little bit about Social Security. We're talking about the state of the world that we live in. We're talking about the economics of what's going on, but we're also talking about your personal financial planning needs when it's time for you to get serious about money. Most people around age 50, 55 finally say, you know what, it was fun for a while, but now it's time to get serious. And that's the time they pick up the phone and they find a certified financial planner. They find a fiduciary. They find someone who's independent, who places your interest first. Our firm, Friedman Financial, does all of that. And it's not that we're doing it because the new law passed that said we had to do it. We've been doing it for almost 49 years. It'll be 50 years in September. We know what needs to be done. We help you get your financial house in order. And if now is the time for you to get serious, if now is the time for you to get that financial house in order, give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Hey, a quick story. And I usually try to share some things that go on in my office periodically. Of course, we protect names and all of that. But one of the things that happens when you've been doing this for as many years as I have, I've been doing it 26 years, but our firm, like I said, almost 49 years, 50 in April. We end up going to a lot of funerals. A lot of people die. We average one death a month in the office. It's going to happen. I mean, people die. For some reason, over the past 2 weeks, we've had four deaths. Just, you know, it happens. But I will tell you, I went to a funeral in Danvers this past week. To a longtime client. This client had been with my father before I joined the firm. And over the years, he introduced his children to our office. And each one of those children became clients. And then many of their children, who are now in their 20s and 30s, have become clients as well. And I went to this funeral in Danvers at O'Donnell over in Danvers. And I really sat in awe of listening to the stories that come out at a funeral. People get raw, they get authentic, they get real, and you truly understand the meaning of love when you're hearing stories about someone, unfortunately, who's passed away. Each of their children spoke eloquently. The granddaughter spoke eloquently. His second wife, spoke eloquently as well. And then something happened that I had never seen happen before at a funeral. The minister asked anybody in the audience to stand in where they're sitting and offer reflections and stories if they might like. And I'm sure this happens periodically, but most people just can't keep their heads down and they want to leave it to the family to say, okay, they said what they wanted to say, and they just respect that. But people couldn't stop telling stories about this gentleman. And I was rather humbled to know that perhaps our firm played a small part in his ability to live his life to its fullest and to help his grandchild live life to its fullest. They told stories about his frugality. And they told stories about how he was always looking out for other members of the family and taking them to dinner. And he was the patriarch of the family. And I thought to myself, as I sat there and I'm listening to those kids, I guess I feel like I am now the patriarch of my family. My father now lives in Florida. My wife's father has passed away. And I'm like the patriarch of our family. And I was looking at their family, and he's 90 years old. He was 90 years old when he passed away. And he was the patriarch. And I thought to myself, so who will become their new patriarch? There were so many people that honored and cherished the things that he had done. And I ask you, who is the patriarch or matriarch of your family? And if something happens to the matriarch or patriarch, how will that essence of love, essence of character, essence of family continue? And it's an important question to ask yourself, because oftentimes we're so focused on the money part, we forget about the stuff that's really important. And one of the things that I've learned, and something that we've done over at Friedman Financial for as long as I can remember, is we've really enjoyed hosting family meetings. So many of the stories that I heard shared at the funeral this Sunday were stories I had already heard because they had shared it with their father or their grandfather in a family meeting. But for many people at these funerals, it's the first time they've ever heard an expression of love from one of their children. Sometimes those children never even expressed it to the parent or grandparent because they just assumed they understood it. And my challenge to you this Sunday, perhaps you've gone off to church, you'll go off to church this morning, perhaps you'll spend some time with the family, perhaps you'll see your mom or dad or whatever it is. Tell them something that you feel about them that you've always assumed they knew, but they may never have heard you say it. You're going to feel great about that. You're going to feel great about that decision, and watch where that conversation goes. You see, financial planning is as much about money as it is about meaning. And if you don't have both, the money's worthless. We understand that at Friedman Financial. It's not about getting you the very best return. It's getting you the best return on your experience. Making sure that the return on investment isn't most important, but that return on experience is. You see, we believe that that financial planning is a contact sport. Think about that. Now, I didn't come up with that expression. I actually picked that up in India, believe it or not. Someone up on the podium said, financial planning is a contact sport. And look, you've seen a lot of different ads out there recently about how you can set up these robo-accounts, these robo-advisors, and deal with your broker after dealing with a cold call or an email or something like that. That's an investment relationship. No question about that. That's an investment relationship. But if you want financial planning, if you want to really get at the core of being able to know that when you stop working, when that paycheck comes to an end and you need to rely on your resources, you know that you need more than an investment account. You need a financial plan. And a financial plan happens eyeball to eyeball. It happens through conversations. It happens through relationships. It happens to people asking questions and you giving honest answers. But it also happens with the advisor who's asking the question to be as open, honest, and transparent as you expect them to be. That's what a certified financial planner does. That's what a fiduciary does. That's what a person who places your interests first does. That's what you should be seeking. If you don't have that, ask yourself whether it's important to you. It may not be if you're 40 or 35 or even in your early 50s, but I promise you, as you get older, that will become so much more worthwhile. It's a great field to be in because I love doing what I do. I like looking forward to coming to work every day. I love doing this radio show. I really do because I meet so many people in the community, on the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley. I guess I never thought of my voice being all that recognizable, but sometimes, I guess if you listen to it enough times, it becomes kind of a bit of an earworm or something, and people hear it in a restaurant or something, and they'll come over and say hello. But I really love doing this. And so if you'd love to meet with us, if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, please give my office a call, 978-531-8108. We schedule free initial consultations. What that means, by the way, is that you come into the office and you have no worry at all of me trying to sell you something. No worry at all. You don't bring a checkbook. You don't bring a pen and a check. You don't bring that. I might want you to bring some information so you can better explain some of the stuff that you already have. But there will be no decisions made that day. And many people ask me, and I guess it was helpful to some who actually picked up the phone and called me the past few weeks. People want to get a sense as to who our typical clients are. What do they look like? Well, generally, I think you got the sense now. Our clients are generally 50 to 55 plus. They range anywhere from that age up to, well, we have a couple that are in their hundreds. They collect Social Security, or they plan to collect Social Security or a pension. They've had a decent job. They hope to spend somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement. Spend. That's not before tax. That's after tax. Generally, their collective assets are in excess of $500,000. They've got good relationships with their kids. They like their community. They just want to know how they can continue to perpetuate the lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to and let it live successfully into the future. And you know one thing that I've learned? I've learned that many of you who come to see me don't realize that you can live an even better financial lifestyle than you had imagined. That comes as a shock to many. But if you'd like to be shocked, if you'd like to have that experience, I'd love to share that with you. My phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or you can visit us, of course, on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And if now is not the time, but now is a time that you say, you know what? I might like to learn a little bit more, get some more information. Sign up for my free newsletter. We send out 7,000 of them every single Friday. And I've been doing it since March of 2009. Go to the website, friedmanfinancial.com. Click on the button at the bottom of the website that says sign up for Planning Pointers. That's our newsletter. And this Friday, I promise, it will land in your inbox. We've got to take a quick break. But we'll be right back sharing more information from this Social Security reference guide that I have that I want to give to you for free. But you got to stick around to learn how to get it. Well, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away.
Do you ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in the last few moments of Dollars and Cents for this Sunday. There'll be many more Sundays to come. We try to provide a lot of financial advice in a language that you can understand each and every Sunday. Sometimes, I have to be very honest, I don't know what advice is coming out of my mouth each week. I run into people all the time and they say, Mark, how much preparation do you do for these radio shows? And Tony, my producer, will certainly tell you that I generally walk in here with a blank piece of paper and we make it up. We just start talking and we just let the passions go where they run. I do have something. It's not really formal, but something that I've been talking about today. It's this new booklet that I found called the Social Security Reference Guide. And it's not written by Social Security. So it's actually written in a language you can understand, the stuff that I like. And it's written by a company called MFS, or it's put out by MFS. You might have heard them, Mass Financial Services. They had the first mutual fund in the world back in 1929. And MFS sent me one of these things, and I said, I want 100. And they actually sent me 100 of these guides. If you'd like a guide, I'm making them available at my office. I'm not mailing them out, but I'm making them available at my office at 8 Essex Center Drive. I almost forgot my address. 8 Essex Center Drive in Peabody, Massachusetts. No, it's Peabody, not Peabody. Well, who the hell am I? I mean, can I say that word? H-E double hockey sticks? Am I able to say that on the radio? I think I can. All right, my office, Friedman Financial, located at 8. 8. My office in Peabody, located at 8 Essex Center Drive in Peabody, third floor, Peabody, Massachusetts. It's right behind Shaw's Supermarkets, that red brick building. You'll see me up on the third floor anytime during regular business hours. Just swing into the office and just ask for the Social Security Reference Guide. Jody will hand you one. If I'm around and you want to say hi, great. If you'd like to come in and schedule a free initial consultation, we can do that. I won't meet with you that day, of course, but we'll find some time for you. If you'd like an information kit so you can learn more about Friedman Financial, she'll hand you one. Or if you want just general information about what we do, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. This Social Security Reference Guide is amongst the best I have ever seen because, yeah, it helps us out with some of these milestone ages that at age 67, you're supposed to reach full retirement age. But many people don't know this. Look, if you were born before 1954 or before, actually between 1943 and 1954, you're entitled to collect Social Security at age 66. However, if you were born in 1955, you can collect your full Social Security benefit at 66 and 2 months. At age 56, it's 66 and 4 months. 57, 66 and 6 months. 1958, 66 and 8 months. 1959, 66 and 10 months. And if you were born past 1960, you will be eligible for your full Social Security benefit at age 67. A lot of people don't realize that. This is very easy to follow. Timeline, milestone brackets, all that kind of stuff is so easy to follow here. It's colorful. It's clear. And if you want to pick up this Social Security Reference Guide, at my office, please do so during regular business hours. We're located at 8 Essex Center Drive in Peabody on the third floor, right behind Shaw's Supermarket. It's that red brick building. Jody will hand it to you. You know, a lot of people ask, what do I do with Social Security if I've been remarried? Or what if I divorced? Am I still eligible for Social Security? Whose Social Security can I collect? What about this thing called the windfall elimination provision and government pension offset? That's one of those issues that gets handed out or discussed with teachers, teachers who work, but teachers who also might have worked in private industry beforehand. Are they able to collect Social Security? Are they able to collect pension? Sometimes you can collect both, but it's all a function of the number of years you worked for that public entity, for that school system. Look, if you've been a teacher for 5 years or 10 years and you're entitled to a small pension, you're probably eligible for some form of Social Security as well if you worked in the private sector. But if you've been working for 35 years as a school teacher, no, you're not going to get Social Security. And some people will say, well, why not? That's not fair. You never paid in. But you might say, well, you know, when I was 16 years old and I was making, you know, $1,100 for the year, I did pay into Social Security. Yeah, you paid in a little bit. But the benefit that you're getting as a teacher, it's a nice benefit. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't be better. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend the system at all. I'm just trying to offer some clarity. Do I think it would be nice for you to be able to collect at least part of your Social Security benefit that you've put in? Absolutely. But I don't make the laws around here in Massachusetts. But I'll tell you this. As a teacher, if you're able to collect a pension of $45,000 a year or have $1 million in a retirement account, if you were given the option, $45,000 for the rest of your life or $1 million in a retirement account, which would you choose? Tough question, isn't it? Tough question for many, because remember, the money that comes out of the retirement account, taxable. So is your pension, not at the state level, only at the federal level. What if the market drops 20% and you're about to start retirement? Ooh, that's kind of dangerous. Did you know that you need to have $1 million, actually a little bit more than $1 million, to produce a $45,000 a year pension to a teacher? That means the state of Massachusetts has to have put away in present value dollars at least $1 million for your benefit so that they can provide you a pension income stream of $45,000. So what would you now prefer? $1 million in a retirement account, not $1 million in cash, $1 million in a retirement account that has not yet been taxed. So every dollar that comes out of that retirement account is taxable to you, or $45,000 a year. It's not so easy to decide when you really look at it from a rational perspective. However, you got to look at your whole situation, because if you were to put 10 people in a room, you would get 10 different answers. That's what you need to understand. It's not as simple as, oh, if you had a choice of $45,000 a year or $1 million, oh, it's easy to take the $1 million or easy to take $45,000. No, it's not. That amount of money integrates into the rest of your overall financial life. It might even integrate into the fact that you could be the recipient of an inheritance 5, 10, 15 years from now even, maybe 30 years from now. How would that mess everything up? Or add to it. No, I shouldn't even say mess it up. Lots and lots of questions. This is a very, very individualized decision, but you have to look at all of the pieces and all of the parts. There's other people that are entitled to federal retirement plans, the civil service retirement system, the civil service retirement, the FERS program, F-E-R-S, you've probably heard of that. Maybe you work for the post office and you're part of the federal retirement system. There's military benefits, railroad benefits, all of these items, disability and benefits, widow's benefits, all of this is explained in the Social Security reference guide that I want to make available to you. I have about 100 of them at my office. I'm not going to mail them, but if you would like to pick one up free of charge at my office in Peabody, come visit me. My office is located at 8 Essex Center Drive, third floor, in Peabody. It's that red brick building right behind Shaw's Supermarket. Not the white brick building. White is medical building. Red is my office building. I don't know how many times I say the word red brick office building and people go, well, I went to the medical building. Did you look outside? It's all white. It is all white. Mine's the red brick building. If you have a problem, give me a call and we'll give you directions. I mean, many people do. They'll call Jody and look at, I'm lost. What do you mean you're lost? I went right here. I'm at the medical building, of this white building. We go to the red brick building. Got to look behind it. And never mind. You know, it happens. Anyways, hope you're doing well. It's Sunday. Kids are getting ready to head back to school on Monday. And if you're in New Hampshire, sorry, your kids are home for another week. We got lots of other things. I want you to think about a few other items as we head into closing out this session for today. Taxes are coming up. Have you received your 1099s? Now, there's a few new rules that you need to understand. 1099s have now been given if you'd issue a 1099, we've now been given the opportunity to issue them as late as February 15th. Now, if you have a bank account, a CD, a savings account, if you're getting your W-2s or whatever from your employer, those are all coming out by January 31st. But 1099s can be delivered at the latest on February 15th. However, many firms have decided to not even send them on February 15th, and they're waiting till March 1st. Now, that sounds pretty crummy, doesn't it? Because, well, if you have to pay taxes, no one's in any big rush to get their tax returns done. But if you were expecting a refund, you want to get that refund going as quickly as possible. But here's the deal. Many investment companies who are now pitching these hedge fund products, these alternative investment products, these real estate investment trusts, or sophisticated investment portfolios, before they send out their 1099s, they have to get 1099s from all the companies that they represent. And many of these companies are delayed in getting them to the brokerage firm. So it's really not the brokerage firm's fault for not getting it out. They're ready to go. They're just waiting for the information. Yet, 9 times out of 10, the customer doesn't care. They just want their 1099. So yeah, we're fielding a few calls from a couple delayed 1099s. But if you work for if you work with Merrill Lynch, you work with UBS, you work with Schwab, you work with any of these big brokerage companies, don't get on their case right now. They're trying to get them out as quickly as they can. You'll probably have it in your hand by March 1st. Your accountant has plenty of time to get the taxes done. If you are waiting for a very big refund, or if that's something that you plan for on a regular basis, I have a better idea for you. Where you should really go is your human resources department. And not have so much money taken out of your paycheck every pay period. Plan better. You know, let's say instead of having an extra $100 a pay period taken out of your paycheck, you can probably work with your human resources department to say, I'd like that $100 a month sent to a savings account at the bank or sent to a mutual fund company, whatever it might be. Now you have access to the money. You see, sometimes I find that we spend way too much time blaming other people for things that we can control. You can control receiving your refund quicker. And it has nothing to do with the 1099. It has to do with you not having as much tax withheld from your pay stub. Yeah, there are other instances, of course, when there's a unique refund that's coming to you, or maybe it's a large payment that you owe. But be careful. Plan accordingly. The other thing to think about, if you've got a home business, as small as it might be, there may be some great retirement benefits that you can incorporate in there. Maybe you want the opportunity of setting up a SEP IRA, putting some money aside. Let's say you collected, I don't know, $10,000 in your small business this year, and there were very few expenses, so your profit for the year was $8,000. Did you know that you can put a portion of that $8,000 into a retirement plan for yourself? And you can still do that up until the time you file your taxes. Lots of little nuances. It's what Marion refers to it as, we don't know what we don't know. And I hope when the time comes when you want to know what you need to know, that you'll come to our office. You'll give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, financial.com. And you'll reach out to us and schedule your free initial consultation. It would be our honor to meet with you. It would be my greatest appreciation for you listening to the show and coming out to the office and just saying hello. Love to do it. And if you'd like to get our newsletter that comes out each and every Friday morning, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes right into your inbox at 10:30 a.m. go to the website, FriedmanFinancial.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Click on the button that says Planning Pointers, and you will have your newsletter coming up this Friday. I hope you have a great week. March is just around the corner, folks. Spring training is in its midst. It's starting up. First pitch for regular season for the Red Sox coming up in just a few weeks. And, of course, you can tune into Red Sox Radio right here, listening to every game right here on North Shore 104.9. I got to get out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.